Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, with the platinum market expected to remain in deficit for the third consecutive year, South Africa's role as a leading producer is, I imagine, under the spotlight, firmly under the spotlight. Challenges like power shortages, labor constraints are putting pressure on supply, even as global demand continues to rise. And that's driven by innovation like hydrogen fuel cells. So I want to try and put this all into perspective, what it means, what the impact is. And I'm in conversation now with Edward Sturck, who's Director of Research at the World Platinum Investment Council. Edward, good evening to you and welcome. So why then is the market projected to remain in deficit?
Well, it's just really a shortage of supply relative to demand. Right now, there isn't really an economic incentive to ensure that supply levels are higher. Remember that platinum is produced alongside the other PGMs, base metals, chrome and gold. So these are polymetallic ore bodies. And the economics of those ore bodies are dependent upon the value of all of those commodities to one degree or another. Over the last couple of years, we've seen a significant decline in the prices of palladium and rhodium without a reciprocal increase in the platinum price. So the imbalance in the market for platinum is being satisfied by flows from above ground stocks at the moment, which is stopping the price appreciating. So for the producers economically right now, they're doing their best to just try and keep things going, and they've had to undertake a lot of restructuring of the operations, which has means scaling back on production in order to ensure that costs are appropriate for the current economic climate.
And it would be your view that this rising global demand is set to continue. I mentioned the hydrogen fuel cells. What else is driving it?
Well, it really is. I mean, to a degree, we've got modest increases in demand for the automotive industry and for jewelry applications as well. But they are, the demand growth in the near term is relatively small. The hydrogen story, that really is a big driver of growth, but it's really over the medium to longer term and accelerating into the 2030s. So right now, we're talking about 2% increase in automotive demand into 2025, 2% increase in jewelry demand. So it's not staggering growth. But in contrast, supply is inadequate. And also, I think, that growth, whilst it's not, it's not significant, we have to bear in mind that, particularly in the automotive space, the received wisdom a couple of years ago was that we're all going to be driving Teslas by 2030. And now people are realizing that we're not. And in fact, actually, the outlook for automotive demand for PGMs is significantly different to what people had been anticipating.
Let me bring it home if I can. South Africa's platinum industry is on the back foot, though. I did mention difficulties, hurdles like power shortages and labor issues. And while there's been a movement, I guess, positively as far as electricity is concerned, we still are dealing with a number of constraining issues, are we not?
I think electricity is less of a factor than it was before. There's obviously an increasing amount of sort of self-generation that's coming on in terms of electricity production. And the mining companies have, to be honest with you, done a reasonably good job of managing that that power, the power issues from last year. They've also done a pretty good job in terms of rationalizing their operations in order to try and reduce operating costs. And if you look at the cost curves, certainly the top end of the cost curve has come down. It's given the mining companies a bit of breathing space. But as I mentioned earlier, there's really no incentive to do anything more than exist at the current production levels.
And if that is the case, then would we be at risk of losing market share to other platinum producing countries?
Well, not in the near term, I don't think. South Africa's geological endowment is just so exceptional. There really isn't anywhere else in the world that could meaningfully take market share away from South Africa. There are some interesting exploration development plays in places like Brazil and Australia and so on. But in all honesty, I think South Africa's advantage in terms of geology, established infrastructure and so on is pretty well embedded.
And as far as an investment play is concerned, Edward, what's the response then to the current deficit?
Well, we're seeing a lot of interest in terms of physical bar and coin investment, particularly in China. China this year is expected to become the biggest market for platinum bar and coin overtaking the US. And then more broadly, in terms of, you know, that's kind of more retail type investors who are buying a physical product. In terms of institutional investors, we've seen some pretty big inflows into the ETFs here in Europe through the course of this year. Some of those inflows have reversed over the last few months, and, you know, an element of profit taking has come through. So some of those inflows have, as I've said, kind of reversed a bit. But overall, we're seeing, you know, just increasing interest from institutional investors, mainly on this higher for longer automotive demand thesis, and, you know, questioning the pace of battery electric vehicle market share growth, and then thinking, well, you know, if that translates into higher for longer internal combustion engine production, whether it's hybrid or pure ICE, you know, what does that mean for the underlying inputs, including the PGMs? So those are that's the area that's really kind of driving the investor interest at the moment.
Aside from efficiency and cost constraint, which you did mention a little earlier, are there new steps or strategies the industry should be thinking about to meet global demand, as you've outlined, while also addressing the production constraints that currently exist?
I think, you know, at the moment, it's really just about kind of keeping going with the existing production. You know, there isn't really, as I said, you know, any incentive to kind of grow supply at the moment. And bear in mind that you've got a really long lead time to bring new supply back on with these deeper level underground mines. With that in mind, you know, I just can't really see any scenario where supply can actually be brought on to match that kind of demand outlook. But we're likely to see deficits being sustained for the foreseeable future, certainly in terms of platinum.
So against that backdrop then, let me ask you this question. Let me pivot slightly. The role that sustainability is playing in shaping the industry's future, and particularly as far as efficient adaptation of ESG is concerned, where is the industry in that respect?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, really. So firstly, if we look at the end uses for platinum, and if you exclude the jewellery market and investment markets, more than 80% of platinum's end uses go into reducing energy requirements and or reducing harmful emissions. So from an ESG perspective, you know, that's something which I think is very attractive, particularly to the investment community. For the miners themselves, one of the challenges is the makeup of their electricity supply, and you know, the fact that the South African grid is still quite coal dominant. So the CO2 emissions attached to PGM production, you know, are quite substantial. Not actually that different to gold on a global basis, but there's certainly scope for you know, for those emissions to be reduced as South Africa begins to you know, produce more renewable electricity, and, you know, over the medium to longer term, gradually reduce its reliance on coal. And that would certainly be helpful from an ESG perspective. I think in terms of the S, what's really important to remember is that the PGM industry in South Africa is a huge employer, and a lot of those employees support a number of extended family members. So from that point of view, from a social point of view, you know, it's an absolutely critical industry to Southern Africa as well.
Edward Sterk, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for those insights. Director of Research at the World Platinum Investment Council. Thank you very much for joining me on Hot 1027.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.